2021年精编初中英语教学与评估18
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片每个句子念两遍
1. Disneyland is a nice place to visit, and it provides a lot of fun.
Disneyland is a nice place to visit, and it provides a lot of fun.
2. Many different kinds of newspapers in English are published every day.
Many different kinds of newspapers in English are published every day.
3. Elephants are strong enough to help people do heavy work.
Elephants are strong enough to help people do heavy work.
4. Water is both important and precious. We must save it.
Water is both important and precious. We must save it.
5. Father Christmas, the joyful old man in the red suit and white beard, is probably the most famous figure of Christmas.
Father Christmas, the joyful old man in the red suit and white beard, is probably the most famous figure of Christmas.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。每个对话念两遍。6. Is Chile an African country, Mike?
No, it isn't, Sally. But most of us think so. It's in South America.
Question. What are Mike and Sally talking about? 请再听一遍。Is Chile an African country, Mike?
No, it isn't, Sally. But most of us think so. It's in South America.
Question. What are Mike and Sally talking about?
Seven. Mary, has your brother returned from London? I'd like to see him.
Yes, John, but he flew to Beijing this morning. Maybe he'll stay there for 2 days and then fly to New York for a 1 week visit. I think he'll be home after that.
Question. When can John see Mary's brother?
请再听一遍。
Mary, has your brother returned from London? I'd like to see him.
Yes, John, but he flew to Beijing this morning. Maybe he'll stay there for 2 days and then fly to New York for a 1 week visit. I think he'll be home after that.
Question. When can John see Mary's brother?
Eight. Do you always drive to work?
Yes, I usually do. But when it rains heavily, I don't drive.
How do you go then?
I go by underground.
Question. How does the man usually go to work? 请再听一遍。Do you always drive to work?
Yes, I usually do. But when it rains heavily, I don't drive.
How do you go then?
I go by underground.
Question. How does the man usually go to work?
Nine. Do I have to wash these school uniforms? I hate doing washing by hand.
Well, why not leave them for the washing machine? You just need to press the buttons, then everything will be okay.
Good idea.
Question. What is the man going to do? 请再听一遍。
Do I have to wash these school uniforms? I hate doing washing by hand.
Well, why not leave them for the washing machine? You just need to press the buttons, then everything will be okay.
Good idea.
Question: What is the man going to do?
Ten. Could you please tell me something about the famous scientist, Madame Curie?
Sorry, I don't know much. Let's go and borrow a book about her from the library.
That's a good idea.
Question: What are they going to do soon?
请再听一遍。
Could you please tell me something about the famous scientist, Madame Curie?
Sorry, I don't know much. Let's go and borrow a book about her from the library.
That's a good idea.
Question: What are they going to do soon?
4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。
Make good use of what you have. There was once an old man who ate very little and wore old clothes. He saved every coin he earned. The old miser lived in a house with a garden. In order to protect his coins, the miser hid his coins in a pit under some stones in the garden. Every day before going to bed, the miser went to the pit where he hid the treasure and counted the coins. He continued doing this every day, but he never spent the money he saved. One day, a thief who knew the old miser's routine waited for the old man to go back into his house. After it was dark, the thief went to the hiding place and stole the coins. The next day, the old miser found that the stones were not in place and that all of his gold coins were missing. He became very upset. His neighbor saw that the miser was angry and asked the miser about it. After learning what happened, the neighbor asked, "Why didn't you keep the money inside your house? It would have been easier to get your money if you wanted to buy something." "Buy," said the miser. "I never used the gold to buy anything. I was never going to spend it." After hearing this, the neighbor threw a stone into the pit and said, "If that is the case, save this stone. It is as worthless as the gold you have lost."
请再听一遍。
Make good use of what you have. There was once an old man who ate very little and wore old clothes. He saved every coin he earned. The old miser lived in a house with a garden. In order to protect his coins, the miser hid his coins in a pit under some stones in the garden. Every day before going to bed, the miser went to the pit where he hid the treasure and counted the coins. He continued doing this every day, but he never spent the money he saved. One day, a thief who knew the old miser's routine waited for the old man to go back into his house. After it was dark, the thief went to the hiding place and stole the coins. The next day, the old miser found that the stones were not in place and that all of his gold coins were missing. He became very upset. His neighbor saw that the miser was angry and asked the miser about it. After learning what happened, the neighbor asked, "Why didn't you keep the money inside your house? It would have been easier to get your money if you wanted to buy something." "Buy," said the miser. "I never used the gold to buy anything. I was never going to spend it." After hearing this, the neighbor threw a stone into the pit and said, "If that is the case, save this stone. It is as worthless as the gold you have lost." D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词，短文念两遍。
Tom was a 10-year-old boy who studied in a primary school nearby his home. However, he was considered as one of the laziest boys in his class. He always handed in his homework late, and there were usually a lot of mistakes. He only did half of physics problems that the other children did. When the students were asked to do some writing, he also wrote half the number of words. And he usually wrote the wrong words because he was too lazy to use a dictionary. One day, his class went on a bus trip. "Now, children," the teacher said, "on our bus trip, we will see old buildings, some beautiful countryside, and many other things. I want you to write about something interesting you see on the trip." The bus trip began. The children looked out of the windows at all the interesting things. They took notes in their notebooks. The teacher was very pleased with them. Then she saw Tom lying on the floor of the bus. So she went up to him and asked, "Are you sick?" "No," he said. "Then why are you lying on the floor?" "If I can't see anything," he said, "I needn't write about it."
请再听一遍。
Tom was a 10-year-old boy who studied in a primary school nearby his home. However, he was considered as one of the laziest boys in his class. He always handed in his homework late, and there were usually a lot of mistakes. He only did half of physics problems that the other children did. When the students were asked to do some writing, he also wrote half the number of words. And he usually wrote the wrong words because he was too lazy to use a dictionary. One day, his class went on a bus trip. "Now, children," the teacher said, "on our bus trip, we will see old buildings, some beautiful countryside, and many other things. I want you to write about something interesting you see on the trip." The bus trip began. The children looked out of the windows at all the interesting things. They took notes in their notebooks. The teacher was very pleased with them. Then she saw Tom lying on the floor of the bus. So she went up to him and asked, "Are you sick?" "No," he said. "Then why are you lying on the floor?" "If I can't see anything," he said, "I needn't write about it."